Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 10, 2026. Let's dive right in. Tesla's semi-truck just got a major official reveal. The battery sizes have been confirmed by a CARB filing. The larger semi packs an 822 kWh battery pack, while the medium-duty version comes in at 548 kWh. These are massive capacities, reflecting the truck's long-haul purpose. This is the first time we've gotten official numbers on the Semi since its 2017 debut, and it shows Tesla is finally moving toward full production. In regulatory news, the Tesla Model Y has become the first vehicle to pass NHTSA's newly updated Advanced Driver Assistance Systems tests. The new protocol evaluates things like lane keeping, automatic emergency braking, and adaptive cruise control under more rigorous conditions than before. The Model Y's success here is a meaningful credibility boost for Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving suite, especially as the regulatory scrutiny on ADAS systems continues to increase. On the more challenging side, reports are emerging that Tesla's in-house 4,680 battery cells are underperforming expectations and frustrating some buyers. Data collected from owners shows the cells are struggling to deliver the range and longevity Tesla advertised when the technology was first announced. This is a setback for Tesla's vertical integration strategy in battery production, and the company will need to address these concerns as it scales up production. Tesla has also filed new trademarks for the upcoming Roadster, revealing a unique badge design ahead of the vehicle's launch. The filings suggest the second-generation Roadster is inching closer to production, though a firm release date remains elusive. The Roadster has been delayed several times, but these trademark filings indicate the project is still very much alive. And in the accessories space, a third-party product called NeuroHUD has launched, placing Tesla navigation directions and safety alerts directly in the driver's line of sight. NeuroHUD integrates with Tesla's infotainment system and projects key information onto the windshield, giving owners a heads-up display without waiting for Tesla to build one officially. It's a sign of the vibrant aftermarket ecosystem around Tesla vehicles. Looking at the market today, Tesla stock closed at $428.35, up $37.53, or nearly 9.6% on the session. That's a strong bounce following recent pressure, and it suggests investors are responding positively to some of the product and regulatory momentum. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news. Thanks for listening.